My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You watched that one last night, and there's no way around this. And that is, like, until something sort of either goes through the process of more and more time, or if something starts to pop at a different level visually, I think that this conversation about Brock Purdy is going to continue. And for me, it's not about, is he going to get 55 or 56 or is he worth it or any of those things. He's a phenomenal, phenomenal football player. But here's maybe something to think about. You watched those two guys last night, and both of them had what you would probably refer to as like a B-level game, right?
Lamar was probably a B-plus.
B-plus?
I mean, even an A-minus, because Lamar did what he does best, and he did that very well. If it wasn't for the last couple of throws, well, the second-to-last throw, if he connects on that, his game is an A. They win or lose, he did his job to get him down the field and get him in a spot to win it.
That's interesting, because a lot of people hang the W or the L around the quarterback. I mean, he didn't do enough.
He didn't do enough.
Yeah, he turned the ball over in the red zone.
Yep.
He missed wide open receiver there in the end zone at the end. I thought he played really well, but those things for me would prevent calling it an A-level performance.
Sure. He performed about, you know, commensurate with how he normally does. 26 of 41. Last year when he won the MVP, he completed 63% of his passes, which is one of the worst. It's second to worst in his career. And so, you know, what he did to win the MVP is what he did last night, which is pull it down and make plays.
Sure. But here's what I'm getting at. Mahomes, and what, you give him a B?
Yes, B. He was fine.
20 of 28 for 291 yards. When these guys have their B performance, they throw for over 275.
Yeah.
When Brock does that, you're like, whoa. In other words, Mahomes feels like he can get to 300 yards by accident. Brock Purdy, like, something has to work really well. And I know exactly why. This is not a criticism. The Niners don't throw the ball as much. They don't throw the ball in the same way. They don't huck it downfield. They don't have the same deep threats that a lot of these other teams do. I'm just talking about the way people view Brock Purdy. If you want him to actually, in the minds of many, get on that list, those top six or seven guys that are not a difference maker, but the difference maker, these are some of the things that are going to need to happen. He's going to need to have 300-yard games. He's going to need to play well when other key players are out. He's going to need to have games where he looks like the straw that stirs the drink.
Yeah, and
I don't know if that'll ever happen just because of their style.
Agreed. And I'm just looking at his game log, and I was going to ask you how many times you think he went over 275 yards in his career. And he started 23 regular season.
Okay.
And 6 playoffs. So 29 games.
29 games.
How many times do you think Brocky Poo, as you call him, well, I call him for you.
I called him Brock-a-doodle-doo, actually, not Brocky Poo.
How many times did he get over 275 yards in one singular game?
You said 6 playoff and 23 regular season, so 29 games?
Yes.
Now, that counts Philadelphia, though, where he only had like 6 plays.
Yes, right? It does.
Yeah, okay.
It does. Just right. I was just glancing at starts.
All right, so I'm going to go 28 football games.
Okay.
How many times you go over 275? I would bet in those 28 football games, it's probably like 9.
Wow. 9. Can you give him another one for that? Because he was bang! Second Breen. Bang on the number.
Not 7.
8 in the regular season and 1 in the playoffs. And it was his first playoff game against Seattle. He threw for 332.
You know what's so funny? The first thought that comes to mind, this guy erased a 24-7 deficit in the NFC Championship game, and you're telling me he still didn't throw for 275 yards.
267.
Isn't that crazy?
20 of 31, 267.
That's what I mean. So Patrick Mahomes throws for 291, and you go to bed going, that's kind of like not a great game.
It was good.
Didn't
fine.
Really, you were ahead the whole time. You were ahead by 7 to 10 points pretty much the entire night. And he throws for 291. Brock, on the other hand, is handed a 17-point deficit at halftime. It feels like an absolute fire drill the whole time, hucking the ball all over the place. Balls are bouncing off of helmets and landing in your receiver's hands. People are going into the end zone left and right. You come back. You score 34. 266 yards.
Yeah. Good game.
Yeah, it's a good game. It's a good game.
Yeah, and the week before, 252 against Green Bay, and then 255 in the Super Bowl. So
there you go.
Your point is well taken, not only about this, but about the MVP as well, because the way they go about running their offense, you don't look to him to be the backpack quarterback. You're not looking for him to go 30 for 38 for 335. You're really looking for these kinds of games. And if you look at all his game log, you see a 22 for 28, 20 for 21, against Arizona, and that was last year, 19 of 26, 19 of 27. Just complete 2 of every 3. Don't give it to the other team and keep this thing moving.
Exactly. That's exactly it.
That's the gig.
Grandy, you look like you wanted to say something. You're going to say something. I saw that.
I was just going to say, when you're talking about Mahomes and how yards-wise had a pretty good game, put it this way. If he was your fantasy quarterback yesterday, you were upset.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, one touchdown and didn't throw for 300 yards.
No, I think I had him in an ESPN league. I think he got like 15 and a half points.
And that's bad for Mahomes.
It's not great. It's not like disastrous, but yeah, it's not great.
Yeah.
Yeah. One touchdown throw. What are you doing, Patrick?
He's winning football games.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's the thing. And I looked at the number and I was just blown away by, they put the stat on the TV last night and I wanted to remember it, but I didn't. So I looked it up. 75 and 22 in the regular season.
That's just absurd.
That is.
That's just absurd.
No, it's like 78% winning percentage. That is absurd to win that often that many times. And just, last night, 20 of 28, ho-hum.
That's regular season dips?
Yeah.
And it's not like it goes down that much in the postseason either.
No, wouldn't think so.
15-3. 15-3 in the post.
He lost 3 times in the postseason?
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember the other two. Like, I remember the Super Bowl against Tuam.
2018, he went 1-1. 2020 and 2021, he went 2-1.
Lost to the Bengals in the AFC Championship.
Oh, right.
Game.
Bengals, AFC. What was the
overtime,
other one?
Overtime, I think. 2021 or 2020?
Whenever they lost.
I want to say
Who was it?
Both of those were overtime, I thought. Let me look.
It was you're right. AFC
2021, they lost to the Bengals.
Yeah. So in 2020, who'd they lose to?
They lost to, well, not the Bills, I'm sure, because that doesn't happen.
Who the hell else beat Patrick Mahomes in the playoffs?
Tampa in the Super Bowl.
No. We mentioned Tampa and Cincy. What's the third one?
Oh, that had to be his first year, 2017. They lost to Tennessee, 22-21, Tannehan.
I do not remember that game at all.
Ryan Tannehan. That was the year that Tennessee went to the AFC Championship.
And then who'd they lose to?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Man, you're really putting
probably Tom Brady in the Patriots. Probably.
Yeah, odds are.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, Mahomes was the quarterback that year.
Eagles beat the Patriots. That was his rookie year.
He wasn't the starter.
That was Alex Smith. He sat for a year and watched Alex Smith.
Oh, well, there you go.
His first year as a starter was when they beat the Niners in the Super Bowl, right?
Yeah, I think so. Yes. Yeah, he's only lost twice. And one was in overtime, huge blown lead against Joe Burrow, and the other one was against the greatest of all time.
Oh, no, they lost to Tom Brady and the Patriots in the AFC Championship game his first
year. Mahomes did?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. 16 to 31.
All right, there it is.
No, but three touchdowns.
The Tennessee game, I actually do remember now that you just said that, Grandy. Yes, that was Alex Smith. Patrick was on the team, but he just watched. He watched, and I'll never forget it. I've told you this story before. Good buddy, Chiefs fan, years ago, it was the night before they played Tennessee in the playoffs. And he was at a party, and he had eight too many. And he pulled me aside, and I was kind of like being my former 49er fan self. I'm like, why don't you guys support Alex Smith more? And he is walking through this party just screaming, Mahomes! Mahomes! That's it, just screaming his name. And I'm like, put some respect on Alex Smith's name. Like, this offense this year was amazing. Do you remember that year for the Chiefs? Tyreek Hill, Kareem Hunt, they were absolutely incredible. And Smith had a great year, and they were the division champ and all of those things. But Mahomes was sitting there. They had drafted him, and he was in waiting. And he was so drunk and yelling Mahomes so many times. And I'm like, come on, man, be nice to Alex Smith. And he's like, you watch tomorrow. This isn't gonna go well.
Wow.
And he was right. He was drunk, but he was right.
And then the year after was the AFC Championship game, Mahomes' first year as a starter.
Yeah, to Tennessee.
No, they lost
to New England.
Lost in overtime to New England when D4 jumped off sides.
There you go.
Tom Brady gets the ball to begin overtime, and they go down and score, and the Chiefs don't even get a chance.
So he's lost to Brady twice and Burrow with an unbelievable comeback in overtime. That's it.
Three playoff losses, 15 and 3. So there you go.
Dude is stupid.
90 and 25 overall. 90 and 25. So.
And we're like, can I take just this is tongue in cheek, but can I take a quick shot based off of that?
On the Shanahan haters?
Andy Reid is a genius. He has Patrick. That's it. That is what separates Andy Reid from the other top coaches in the game. That's it. That's it.
What has Mahomes done without Andy? Yeah, you don't want to answer that.
I don't know
you
what's, won't his, answer what's that. His Pro Bowl record.
Exactly.
That's a great question. Yeah,
he doesn't go to the Pro Bowl because he's always in the Super Bowl.
Exactly, that's a good point.
I wonder if he even knows where the Pro Bowl is.
That's a really good question, Dibs.
Thank you.
Andy Reid is by far and away the best coach in the game. It's pretty much all Andy. He's amazeballs.
He was making conference championships when Patrick Mahomes was in grammar school.
He's a fantastic coach.
Oh, Mahomes is a system QB.
But he can't get over the top without Patrick, can he?
Yeah.
That's what Rex Ryan said about Bill Belichick last hour, too.
Exactly. You put Patrick in Carolina, and we'll see if he's 90 and 25.
No, he'd probably be about 85 and 30. It's probably what he would be.
Yeah, I don't know.
85 and 30. I mean, you know what? No, this actually is very relevant to the 49ers. Product of the system. Like,
Greg Cosell debunked that this week.
I do think that highly of Kyle Shanahan. For God's sakes, Jimmy Garoppolo went to a Super Bowl. But at the same time, like, it wasn't good enough. And I know everyone has, they pick and choose what they want to blame at the end of that Super Bowl loss. Just me, my thing to blame is not that Kyle wasn't more aggressive before halftime or whatever. It's that Jimmy missed wide open throws. And I don't mean he overthrew him. I mean, he didn't even see him. He didn't see people running wide open down the seam late in the game that would have put the game away. He didn't even see him. And that's what Brock does well. So, look, would I argue that Brock is more the product of the system than someone like Patrick or Josh? Yes. But in sports, come on, man, it is more about players than it is about coaches. How's Greg Popovich been doing lately? Winning a lot of games?
Football is more about coach than it is in any other sport.
I will agree, but it's still more about the player.
It is. It's always more about the player because you can scheme. Like, look at Kyle Shanahan in the Super Bowl. He schemed up a winning play, and his right guard went the wrong way. And so the defensive lineman came through untouched, and Brock had to rush it, and he didn't have time to make the throw. So was that a player thing? Yeah, the player broke down. The coach had it schemed up, but it didn't work. So the players have to make plays. Coaches coach, and players make plays to win games. That's a classic Lo Neal-ism. And he's right. And last night, great example. They schemed a play. Zay is running open in the end zone. Lamar didn't see him.
Yeah.
And you lose the game.
Although I don't know that that was the scheme because it was a broken play. Lamar's running around in circles, and I think Zay just broke loose.
Yeah.
That's kind of what you're supposed to do. Run toward the quarterback across the back of the end zone. And he did it beautifully. And Lamar didn't see him.
Didn't see him. It's a shame.
Yeah, such a shame. Fade the Dibbers. All right, let's go to...
we'll get into that.
Yeah, we sure will. Let's go to Pat in Foster City. Hi, Pat. What's up?
Hey, thanks for taking the call. Yeah, you were mentioning the survivor pool a little while ago,
yes,
right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, and I think that's the same thing. I call it the confidence pool, but is that where you kind of assign the... like 17 points to the game you think you're most certain of and 16 and 15 and down to one. Is that right?
No, that is a confidence pool. A survivor pool is where you pick one team and they have to win and that's it. If your team wins, you go to the next week. If they don't win, you done.
Okay, so I guess I told the person that took my call it was the survivor pool, but the confidence pool, I can give a tip to you
please.
And listeners that play that
no,
kind of thing.
No, because I do so, that too. We do all this stuff, Pat.
Yeah.
So what do you got?
Yeah.
I want to hear it.
Well, I can give you a guaranteed it's proven to win because I played this thing for years and never won a damn thing, and then I finally figured out how to beat anybody. So it's pretty simple, but you have to be in a pool where you can play more than one entry, or you get together with a few guys and you kind of team up.
That
but
sounds like collusion
what
is what you're saying, but go ahead.
Well, you put in your four entries, right? And what you do is, let's say there's 17 games, okay? You take the two games that most people are going to give a one or a two to, the closest games, the flip a coin games, right? And you box those at 16 and 17, respectively. So you are guaranteed to get a 17 and a 16. You're going to get 33 points. No matter who wins those two toss-up games on one of your bingo cards, and the rest of it, you just play straight down like everyone else does, 15 to 1. You start out with 33 points, and the best anyone else is probably going to get is 3 points. And you can win. I won many times, and I played with about 100 guys, and I won probably 5 out of 6 weeks. I tried the system, so it's a pretty foolproof system.
Well, Pat, I tell you what, now everybody knows it. This is a very popular station. It's a very popular show, so now everybody knows. So that's over now, Pat.
I wanted to share it with you. I'm out of that pool now, so if anyone else can make some money, go for it. But it guarantees you to win money, I'll tell you.
Are you out of the pool because they kicked you out for cheating?
Yeah, sort of. It took them 6 weeks to figure it out, though.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Pat. All right, that was awesome.
Win money, but lose friends. That's the way that went.
I'm in one of those, but I don't think you could do four entries. We all just do one entry.
I'm in one,
Are you in one?
With point spreads, yeah.
Oh, and mine's without. But
this is point spreads.
Okay, and that's different.
Yeah, last night, that was my eight. Yeah.
It evens everything out.
It does, but I mean, it evens it out, but you know, it makes it even more of a crapshoot because
totally.
You know, last night, for example, you got maybe hypothetically at Baltimore plus the three, and you're thinking, wow, this is a loss. And then all of a sudden, hey, we got action. This might be a win. We win! Touchdown! Oh, boy, maybe not. And then right away, I was sitting next to supper, and we were watching the game. And
you knew the texts were going to come. They came
before
so
the
fast.
Text came, I'm actually watching with supper, and you know, she's doing her thing or whatever. And I'm like, touchdown! They're going to go for two! And she looks up, and she looks at me, and I go, oh, never mind. Oh. She goes, what? I go, it's not a touchdown. Look at his toe.
Yeah.
She looks up. She looks at me and goes, can we change it now? You can change it, honey.
We watch Housewives
totally.
Now.
Totally. This thing's over. Salt Lake is back.
I had to convince my people that his foot was out. They showed the highlight. I'm like, his foot is out. And people,
like in real time, I yeah. thought it was a touchdown.
No, real time, I thought it was a touchdown. But then the full speed replay, I'm like, ooh.
Uh-oh, yeah.
And Abe goes, I see green. I'm like, eye doctor appointment for you. There's no green. And
no
he's
green.
Like, there's green. And other people, oh, I think he's in. He's in. I'm like, he's not in. And then the beautiful thing, and I actually kind of like this. I feel like this has only been maybe 3-4 years now where – yes, you get the super slow-mo highlight, but now you get that crazy zoom-in deal
yeah.
where you're like, oh my God, like I can see one blade of grass. And then once you did that, you could clearly see the toe was out.
Yeah, it was a good like 2 inches. But I was thinking about, for the moment, I was thinking, thank God for instant replay. Because if they didn't have it, and they called it a touchdown, and replay eventually showed that it wasn't really a touchdown, we'd be spending the entire show ripping the officials.
I'm a huge fan of instant replay, despite its warts.
Yeah, that one worked.
Despite its warts.
That was a classic case of clear and definitive, they made the right call, and we can move on.
And I was still nervous that they were going to come out and call it the wrong way.
Yeah, I was.
Even when you can see it, you're like, yeah, but does that guy see it?
Right.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.